How comforting it is to see a cheerful and contented old age, and to behold a poor fellow like this, after being tempest-tossed throughout life, safely moored in a snug and quiet harbor in the evening of his days. His happiness, however, sprung from within himself and was independent of external circumstances, for he had that inexhaustible good nature, which is the most precious gift of heaven, spreading itself like oil over the troubled sea of thought and keeping the mind smooth and tranquil in the roughest weather. On inquiring further about him, I learned that he was an universal favorite in the village, and the oracle of the tap room, where he delighted the rustic of his song, and like Sinbad, astonished them with his stories of strange lands and shipwreck and sea fights. He was much noticed, too, by gentlemen sportsmen of the neighborhood, had taught him several of the art of angling, and was a privileged visitor to their kitchens. The whole tenure of his life was quiet and inoffensive, being principally passed about the neighboring streams. When the weather and the season were favorable, and at other times he employed himself at home, preparing his fish tackle for the next campaign, or manufacturing rods, nets, and flies for his patrons and pupils among the gentry.